This is Health Matters, with the last episode of our Taking Charge series. Today, we're looking at healthy families.
We've reported again and again in this series that lifestyle is both the cause of illness and the key to good health. We've outlined a number of strategies for gradually transforming an unhealthy lifestyle.
Changing a lifestyle is not exactly easy in today's world. The U.S. food industry and consumer culture in general promote food choices and portion sizes that are unhealthy, not to mention a physical life that bears more resemblance to being plugged into machines than being fully present, alert, and actively engaged with the natural world. You know, the world of scents and sounds and wind and rain that we encounter every time we liberate ourselves from the walls, wires, and shopping malls of American life.
Wherever you are in this picture, that's where your children will be, because the lifestyle your kids see you living is the lifestyle they adopt, at least until they're on their own. Kids are like sponges, especially for unhealthy habits that taste good and involve sitting around watching a TV or video screen.
At the same time, any change for the better you make in your diet, your exercise routine, and any changes you make in the way you handle stress not only helps you, it will help your children and your grandchildren. The ripple effect extends to the community as well. When friends and neighbors see you losing weight and feeling way, way better, they sit up and take notice.
What they won't see, unless they ask, is the resistance you encountered along the way. In yourself, I mean. The times you got bored with the project, or tired of tracking what you ate and how much exercise you managed. Or the times you passed on a celery stick and hustled over to Ray's for a candy bar.
These reactions are a normal part of changing long-established patterns. Take diet fatigue. After maintaining a strict diet and losing weight, people more often than not resume old eating habits. They forget that they actually need fewer calories to sustain lower weight, which means they need less food and smaller portions.
The self-discipline, the pep talks you give yourself, can get to feel burdensome. And this is where shifting your focus to the whole family might help. It's not just a question of reminding yourself about bad habits you're passing on to your children. It's also how kids can help make the change more fun and interesting and rewarding.
Kids will think it's fun to go on a walk to the river or for a bicycle ride. And here's something they'll really like. Family jump roping. Can you picture yourself jump roping? Neither can I. But the kids will get a lot of laughs watching you try to jump rope. And they will love it that they can jump rope better than you can. And if you manage to jump rope a few times, or even just once, that's actually a big deal. Imagine if you added one jump a day where you'd be in a month.
Meanwhile, the kids can soon do 100 jumps a clip and love counting them. Kids who are jumping rope every day, or often, will not fall under the sad prediction of healthcare professionals who say, with good reason, that today's children are likely to have a shorter lifespan than their parents. Biking, hiking, swimming, climbing, jumping rope with your kids can stop that prediction in its tracks.
So can family meals. Statistical studies indicate that families who regularly eat together tend to eat more healthily, and that kids who have the benefit of regular family meals tend to do well in school too. As these children enter the teenage years, they are less apt to get involved with drugs. It's not just the food that does the trick, it's the family bonding, the talking and listening, the daily creation of positive family time and good family memories.
If your family is always on the go, here are some strategies for ensuring family meals. Make sure you have at least one family meal a day together. Designate family dinner nights and make sure they happen. During mealtimes, turn off the TV and don't answer the phone. Give priority to eating together.
And this may sound obvious, but eat around a table, not at a counter or on the sofa. Here's another suggestion, possibly less obvious. Avoid uncomfortable conversation. Save behavior guidance or disciplinary comments for another time.
Get your kids involved in improving family health. Have them do the monitoring of calories or junk food. Once children know about the health impacts of junk food, they can be weaned from it. So let them know and teach them to read labels. Have them make the popcorn, a healthy homemade variety, and keep up the family exercise routines.
Have the kids make the shopping list. Ask them to choose the fruits and veggie snacks for the week. And to avoid cold and flu infections, keep reminding them about the number one rule before eating. Wash your hands.
And that's it for Health Matters in the KIDE's Taking Charge series. You can find the 13 earlier programs on our website. For this audio and more information, visit the download area, www.kidefm.org. Health Matters and the Taking Charge series is produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Florine McCovey, Joseph Orozco, and Jay Rudenzuli. Thank you for listening.